Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith over here at Pensacola Business Radio. I have in our studio right now Mr. Roger Johnson with Beyond the Great. Good afternoon, Roger.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you are here too. I kind of was hoping we'd have some wine and just be getting tanked, but no, actually it's okay. I was going to plan to go home and actually work out today. So I'm glad you didn't, but, Beyond the Grapes, I met you at a charity fundraiser event and, you know, being an ex-foodie that I am, we started talking, but tell everybody what Beyond the Grape is.
Well, Beyond the Grape has been here in Pensacola since March of last year, 2014, and we sell wines that you won't find anywhere else. We have Florida fruit-infused wines. We would like to support the local industry, and then we also have a selection of more traditional varietals, but typically small production, things that I have to work hard to try and find and bring here. So I try to have a unique Yeah. specialty selection.
So, okay. So you do have to work hard to get this stuff here. I know because I used to be in the foodie industry, but so how do you decide what you're going to go work hard to grab?
A lot of it is, from my personal taste and, from what I've learned in the wine industry. Good friend who's making exceptional wines down in Argentina, Malbec's from Mendoza, and he only does about 800 cases.
You're on the list.
I'm on the list. Sometimes you have to. It's all about relationships and networking in any business you're in, and then also I lived in New Orleans for a few years, where actually I learned this business. From the guy who originally opened the store.
Yeah.
And some things that I've found that worked well there, and then I've had to work a little bit to find where to get them out of Florida.
Yeah. So let's talk about a little bit of the background, because we were sharing lovely stories of New Orleans, as I'm sure most people who have stories of New Orleans can. But your business partner at the time in New Orleans. I mean, let's tell everybody how the background sort of goes.
Well, we're going to take up the rest of the time now. First off, a little bit of a wider perspective. Most of my background is in nonprofit fundraising. And so actually that's why I'm very keen on getting to know the community here and being supportive where I can, because I know how that works well together. Yeah. But anyway, there's the original store with this concept is at the Riverwalk Mall in New Orleans, and it's called Nola Tropical Winery. And, they sell, slightly different products than I have now, but, same idea.
Hard to get stuff.
Yeah. Fruit infused, local, you know.
Yeah.
There are a couple, wineries in, Louisiana as well. And I feel like I always need to point out that, we all know that there aren't vineyards in Florida or Louisiana, but they are able to ship the grapes.
Right. Right. And actually make it.
So, yeah. So I have some excellent wines that are made in Florida.
Is that what Dufuniac does? Do they have the grapes shipped and then they make it there? Cause I don't know if they have vineyards or not.
Right. I believe that is the case there.
Okay.
Yes. Too. Yes. So, exactly. So a lot of two of the wineries that, I mostly, buy from are down in, Tampa, St. Pete area. And, I was just there a few weeks ago. It's a fascinating process. And, they're very, very serious about crafting great wine and, sourcing grapes from the best places they can. So it's great to be part of that Florida wine industry,
Yeah. And so it was working in New Orleans and you just decided I'm coming over to Pensacola. It was the beach, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yes, of course.
And sunshine, yes.
Yes. Because I've also lived in Seattle for many years. And so, it's like, well, why not, you know, get some more vitamin D in my, my
why not go to the entire other side of the continent? Yes, exactly. So
exactly. But I also am bringing Washington wines here. So
yeah.
that's kind of a fun thing. But yeah, the store in New Orleans does very well. It's, very popular. It's in a great spot to capture the convention tourist, industry. And, so we've thought that this concept can work in other places like it has in San Antonio, Sarasota. And, you know, Pensacola, there are a lot of great things happening here. And,
yeah. You guys got here at the right time. I'm telling you.
I think so.
You really did.
So yeah, we're very, very, very pleased to be here and, you know, get part of the community. I'll be at the Greater Gulf Coast Arts Festival this weekend as
well. You're doing good for only being here since August, man. Good job.
Trying to. Need to get your name out there.
Yeah, that's it. So you guys are going to be down there letting people taste wine and and selling some of the products you guys have?
Yes. Well, we have this product called the Wine Smoothie.
Okay.
So
I'm in.
Okay,
yes. I'm in. You had me at wine, man.
So
explain it. How's it go?
Okay. So so at our store in Cordova Mall, we usually have three different wine smoothies. We have our own mixes, and then we try different combinations of wine. Like for instance, I have a key lime Sauvignon Blanc wine smoothie that's been selling well.
Yeah. Pretty cool though. I mean, you kind of want to turn your nose up for when you first hear it, but now that they've made such really, like you guys have all the fruit infusion stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessary. You're not like making Merlot blended with ice, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more in depth than that.
Yes. It's, they're very, very tasty. And, there's usually a little bit of, resistance or skepticism, but people get won over, fairly easily.
Yeah. So. Just let them taste it, right?
Yes. Exactly. That's also our concept. You can try anything that we have in the store.
Yeah.
And, it's all try before you buy.
So, and for those that haven't seen it, it's in Cordova Mall and it's very impressive. You guys have a lot of space and there's a lot of bottles in there.
I'm
impressed. It is stacked.
We do try to keep a wide array of wines from very, very sweet wines to very, very dry.
Yeah.
Wide selection. And we also, pitch our space, for events as well, for private events, company events. And we do the painting classes as well.
Cool.
Which are very fun.
Yeah. Yeah, people drinking and throwing paint everywhere. I mean, hey, why not?
Yes, exactly. You know? Yes.
Pizza Monday at work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So, do you guys do, I know you said everybody can taste everything, anything when they come in, but mm-hmm. do you guys hold special wine tastings? Do you do, you know, some events like that that draw people to you?
Yes. If I'm, you know, featuring something new or if I have a winemaker in town, things like that, you know, I, you know, for our better loyal customers, we do some invite only events, but, you know, literally you can show up at 10 a.m. tomorrow and taste.
And just start drinking, huh? Hey, tomorrow is Friday. We strategically planned that today for Roger to be here on Thursday to make sure that you guys could go on Friday.
Yeah, there we go.
So, let's talk about what makes your business special. What makes you different than any other place I can go buy some wine?
Where do I begin?
Start at the top.
Okay. I like to say that the best competitive advantages, we have things you won't find elsewhere.
Right.
And especially for people who, either think they don't like wine or don't like wine because it gives them, you know, negative effects. That's
sure.
That's why the fruit infused wines are great, because they don't have the tannic acids or the sulfites that lead to negative side effects. You only get a little tipsy,
which is a positive side effect.
Which is a positive.
Yeah, side. Definitely.
So I mean, literally, most of the wines I carry, you know, you probably won't find anywhere else on the Gulf Coast, and I'm always trying to seek out new stuff. And it's also that fun try before you buy concept. We have a beautiful, you know, antique tasting bar that you can, sit at. We have a, comfortable, cozy space, to hang out, get introduced to new wines that you probably haven't, seen before. And because of that, we also do a lot of, shipping. We have, tourists or other people who find us And, you know, they know they can't find the wine where they live. And so I get calls and emails. You know, I can't get Key Lime Sauvignon Blanc in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I can't make my smoothie.
I can't make my smoothie.
Yes.
So that's actually a big business, for us is, the shipping and keeping up the relationships with our customers who pass through town.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I'm in there and you've got five wines that I think I might like. Mm-hmm. We can literally taste them. We can go for it.
Absolutely.
See, so that's a huge advantage because I know a lot of places, some here in town and I know some that I've been to just nationwide it's, you gotta come Friday at 5 o'clock and do mm-hmm. a wine tasting and it's only these couple samples. So you really mm-hmm. are sort of playing the lottery, you mm-hmm. know, or trusting the advice of your wine guru that may or may not really know what he's talking about. But so the fact that I can come there and taste just about anything, I think is a huge advantage for you guys. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
Okay. So what else goes in a wine smoothie? I don't think we really finished this conversation. It is still in my head. So what else? Okay. So your key lime, what did you call it?
Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. So what is the rest of that process? If we can do it without giving your secret away.
Well, you know, we do, you know, bottle our own, smoothie mixes. So we have about 10 different flavors, everything from, pina colada to, what do we call our Nola Hurricane. And then, actually what started it all was the Dreamsicle, the orange cream.
People love that. I was never into the cream sodas or any of that stuff, Corona, and I still can't do it now, but that is a huge, being coming from the culinary piece of me, that is a huge flavor that people love.
Yeah.
I do not understand it, but go for it.
Every day, you know, and especially the people who think that they're not going to like them, they try that and it calls up a memory or something like that.
Yeah, like seventh grade, get your milk money stolen.
Exactly.
So
it's our special blended smoothie mixes, and then just a lot of wine. There's more wine than the mix, and then you got to ice it down.
And you guys just blend it all up. It's ready to go, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Man, I gotta try.
Yes. You will have.
Very cool. Yep. You know what? Maybe when we get this green room set up over here, we'll have a wine smoothie machine. Yes, that'd be pretty cool, right? You just have it on tap. Could be my downfall, actually.
Yeah, so. Right.
Well, okay. So I know you said you guys do private events and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to be getting loaded up for the holidays.
Yes, absolutely. So, we've got a lot of, inquiries, you know, companies or just, you know, we have a space that's great for about 20 to 30 people.
Yeah.
You know, we have
come in, have a wine tasting. What mm-hmm. about food and stuff? Are they able to bring food or have anyone provide?
Oh, absolutely. And we have a good relationship with, there's a place called Zoe's Kitchen at Cordova Mall. We've done a few events where they've, catered. They have, excellent stuff. Their staff tends to like our products too. So we have a good little relationship there. I also had last month we had a bachelorette party, one afternoon.
Yeah.
They did the painting. They brought in their own, food, chocolate fountain, things like that. So,
very cool.
So it was like, yeah.
So you were just pouring smoothies away, weren't you?
We were absolutely.
I bet.
They were very popular that day. Yes.
Yeah. So, and you go out into the community and do it too, because that's where we mm-hmm. met, right? So you mm-hmm. can do wine tastings at charity events. You could do anywhere you could be with wine, which is just about everywhere.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, exactly. So tomorrow I'll be at, you know, Seville Square, for the Arts Fest and set up there. There may be a smoothie machine. I'm not going to promise that right now.
But. I'll tell you what, you call me if there is. I might come try one.
Yes.
So, I know you've only been here for a short while, but obviously Pensacola is growing on you. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell. So what do you think in the future that you guys have planned?
Well,
Beyond the Grape. I'm going to put you right on the spot too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there are the thoughts about, how to connect more with the beach community.
Yeah.
Because we have a product that I think would be very popular. And I have to figure out how to deliver that, mm-hmm. in a mobile a way. And then I'm also you know, I'm excited about all that's going on downtown and Seville Square and all of that, and I want to perhaps, you know, look at how to have maybe a more permanent spot downtown. I'm also going to do a gallery night this month on Palafox. I have a good relationship with a store.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's good. So we start getting your wines out there for people to try.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Have you found some of them sort of creeping onto the wine lists around town?
I have not yet, but actually last weekend we got an inquiry from a restaurant that's actually not in Pensacola, but they were very intrigued by what we had. And so I think that's a growth.
Well, and I think that's it. I think of a lot of chefs saw some of the really cool varieties of what you guys have. Yeah. You know, it's going to end up, they're either going to be cooking with it or pairing it for sure. So
yeah.
I might know a couple guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. How nice. Might bring them over for a wine smoothie and then you can do the rest. But,
okay.
But
like a plan.
You know, when I was looking through the menu and all that stuff, you've got some things that you're right. Most people, one, never even knew existed.
Yes.
You know, and two, don't see. So what do you think right now is probably the most, and I don't want to say strange, but what do you think is probably the most uncommon thing that you guys have?
Whew.
Out of a list of like 30.
Let me think about that. The most uncommon thing.
You know, something we don't see every day.
Okay. I guess in this country, there's not a big, yuzu fruit and coconut infusion, wine industry, wine product. So we have something that we call Coastal Sun, that, you have to find, you know, you always think you're good at pairing customers with wine.
Right.
And so it always feels good to, like, you know, that's someone who's going to like this yuzu fruit and coconut combination.
Yeah. In a wine, though, right?
In a wine.
So what grapes are they using for that?
For that one, it's actually Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
So they have it's and you know, apparently there's a long history with that fruit that it'll apparently cure you of a lot of things. So
what
the yuzu?
Yeah. I thought I was about to say uzu.
Yeah. Well, that would be a totally different.
You know, you hear this kind of stuff, but obviously. You know, most people take those kinds of things and they think liquor world.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody decided, hey, we're going to do this with grapes. So do you see the industry really making a big push with this? I mean, in 10 years from now, are we going to be looking at shelves full of yuzu infused, you know, wine? Or is it really just a couple of these guys on the leading edge sort of putting this kind of stuff out there?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question. I still see it as a very specialty product, but you know, there are a lot more, like even in the last year, I can't quote a number, but, there are a lot more, fruit wineries in Florida, cropping up.
Sure.
And so
no pun intended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it could end. And I've even seen, you know, I've spent most of the last 50 years in Washington State, which of course has, a little wine industry.
Yeah. And a fruit industry.
and a fruit industry.
Yeah.
And I've seen more in the last couple of years doing fruit infusions. In fact, I was there in August and talked with a winery there that they were telling me that their wine club for their fruit infused wines is growing very rapidly.
Yeah.
Which is maybe true.
Well, you know, and before you know it, you're going to start seeing grape vineyards on apple orchard soil. I mean, seriously, and trying to blend that kind of stuff together. So, however, I would not hold your breath for like Chateauneuf-du-Pape to like, you know, make your next best yuzu coconut wine, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is a very, very small, very technical industry that's out there within the wine world.
That's true, and I'm glad you brought up France, because actually one of the more exciting products I just started carrying is I guess you can't call them champagne since they're from Alsace,
yeah,
but sparkling wines
It's okay. Here, we call them champagne.
We call them champagne.
No disrespect, Chris, but here we're going to call it champagne.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a great selection of champagnes from France.
Yeah.
That are infused with peach, grapefruit, and black currant. And they are so delicious.
Yeah.
So it's not just these crazy people in Florida that are doing the infusions.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's funny because I never was a huge champagne fan. Mm-hmm. Just because it just, I don't know, I guess I'd get bored after a little while. But probably about a year ago, a friend of mine, we poured some champagne and she put some pineapple juice in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, and I dig mimosas and all that, but the pineapple juice, and I was like, oh, okay, so now I can drink champagne and not get bored. So I can totally understand it, you know, doing a sparkling, well, I'll call it a sparkling wine. We won't disrespect them, but, but yeah, peaches. And I could see that being a huge hit because it's, especially here where it's hot, you know, it's refreshing. It's easy to drink. So, and some people don't like the orange juice because sometimes it's just too heavy of a liquid inside that champagne. You know, you're just bogging it down.
Totally. So when it's expertly infused. It's
See? Yeah. I'm sitting right up there. So, well, very cool. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's tell everybody again where they can find you, stores, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Sure. We are at the, I'm told it's the main entrance, but it's not the entrance that everyone goes through.
It's Cordova Mall's main entrance. Yes. It may not be Pensacola's main entrance. I got you.
But we're the Red Robin side. We're right between Yankee Candle and Joseph A. Bank. We have a fun place in the mall that people love to discover every single day. If people say, why didn't I know you were here?
Yeah. I could have started drinking earlier. Yeah. Right.
That's exactly.
So, like before we went shopping.
Yes. It's always a good life decision. We're at the main entrance to Cordova Mall.
Yeah.
And, you can find us on the web at BTG, as in Beyond the Grape, btgvino.com, V-I-N-O. And, we're on the Facebook. We have the
Facebook. That's it.
Yep. We're all there. And actually the best source of referrals, is TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
We have a lot of excellent reviews there. Maybe one terrible one. Thank you.
Leave it. That's way they know you're real. All the good ones that you can't have, just all good ones.
So we get a lot of people, through there and those are the people that usually call ahead and we want to make sure they know exactly how to find us.
Well, and your website's very extensive with the products that you carry too, in the sense that like you can really get an idea of what you're going to want to go taste when you get there. And for those that are pretty big and into the wine stuff, you've got enough information on there. They can do some research if they wanted to. So,
You know,
for me, let's just go taste. Yeah. Who cares what it's called? If it tastes good, that's neat. So, all right. And then you're going to be down again at the Arts Festival starting tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
Absolutely. Looking forward to
that.
What
time's the smoothie machine going to be working?
You're
set up now, man. You've got to bring it.
Now I have to bring it. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, I do have this sleek new Italian machine that is portable, so I will be bringing that down.
If not, I'll just bring a blender. How about that? Will that work?
That will work.
Okay.
So we could do
can do them one at a time.
Yes.
But it would be handcrafted.
Handcrafted. Yes.
Yeah.
We can do that as well. So I'll be there about 10 a.m.
All right. Yeah. 10 a.m. We can start drinking at noon. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very cool. All right, guys. Well, I hope, Roger, we send a whole bunch of people to come see you later today and tomorrow. I really do.
Wonderful.
And, is there anything else about the business that we didn't cover? I think you got to go down there and check it out.
I think, yes, it's an experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of the best things to do in Pensacola, according to TripAdvisor.
Yeah, so. There you go. Call a cab. Go hang out for the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Roger will entertain you.
Yeah.
Show you some really cool wines.
And we do live music every now and then too. So.
Very
cool. That's kind of fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should definitely mention that.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool, man. So, okay, guys. So Beyond the Grape in Cordova Mall. Roger, I want to thanks for hanging out with us today And I'm hooked, dude. I got smoothie things gearing up in my head. I really want to try one of these. So, but again, thanks for coming out, man. We're Pensacola Business Radio. You guys can find us at Pecola Radio X or on Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Roger, thanks for coming out and having Beyond the Grape here on Pensacola Business Radio. And business is good and your work matters.